From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A push by South Florida builders to open up farmland for development in South Miami-Dade County survived a critical vote yesterday.
I saw a lot of good discussion, and I saw some good points from the builders and the Minority Report and the other folks. It seems like there's still discussions going on with the county. I make a motion to transmit without adoption so that conversations continue.
The motion by Planning Advisory Council Vice Chair Robert Alonzo means builders can continue to push county commissioners to more than double the amount of land that can be developed west and south of Kendall. A task force including builders, urban planners, environmentalists, and farmers met for more than a year. It recommended protecting the land. But after it wrapped up deliberations, the Builders Association of South Florida said more land needs to be set aside for future growth. Peggy Machine is with the Florida Nursery Growers and Landscapers Association. She said the decision surprised farmers.
We got blindsided by it. We didn't know anything about it.
She also complained that pressure from builders was making it harder for farmers by driving up land prices.
Some of our farmers have been farming for over 100 years. It's getting to where the next generation can't afford it.
The proposal now goes to state planners for comment before coming back to the county commission. Florida python hunters have been stepping up their efforts to keep the invasive snakes in check and stop them from choking the delicate Everglades ecosystem. Governor Ron DeSantis says the Python Action Team has removed 1,000 pythons from the wild. That's on top of the 2,600 removed by the state's Python Elimination Program, which recruits hunters from around the state. Both programs began in 2017. Experts say pythons have wiped out 99% of native Everglades mammals, including rabbits, bobcats, and foxes. And that's something that's decimated food sources for native panthers and alligators. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.